I push buttons and things disappear. So anyway, good morning, you all know my name is Gail. In the Lincoln Creek Valley where I live, there's now four Gails. And we don't all spell our name the same way, however. But if we all show up at a Grange meeting at the same time, it's going to be real fun. Yes, it will. And our Grange meetings are kind of like our church attendance. So anyway, but we had a good Thanksgiving potluck last night. So this week I'm taking care of my nephew and his wife's 7 Labrador retrievers. Fortunately, my nephew's son is helping out. Otherwise, it would be quite a task. He gets to take care of the horse and the chickens, and he gets to exercise the dogs. I get to feed them because it's very particular how they're getting fed. Some have meds, some don't, and the notes are good, but it's getting used to the situation. So anyway, so welcome everybody. Nice to see you, Hildy. It is.
Nice to see you too.
And so I'll start to read then from the Daily Word. Pray for others. I trust God in you. It's been said that a friend is someone who knows the truth for you until you can know it for yourself. As I pray for others, my intention is not to solve problems, but simply to know the truth, to see the situation rightly. As I receive a prayer request, I remember that the one for whom I pray is an expression of God, made in God's image and likeness. As I pray for healing, I affirm God's life expressing. As I pray for prosperity, I affirm God's wisdom and understanding are guiding the one for whom I pray to greater abundance. As I pray about a relationship concern, I affirm that God's love is active in everyone involved. I pray in faith, affirming, I trust God in you for each one I hold in prayer. From Luke 22:32, I have prayed for you that your own faith may not fail. Let us remain seated while Joyce leads us in Surely the Presence. Together, which you'll find inside your program. Together, there is only one presence and one power acting as the universe and as my life, God the good. And we can stand, I'm sure we sing better standing, we can stand for our welcoming song, which I'm sure there's a number on the board, but I didn't catch it. And then we can remain standing as we greet one another.
Thank you.
not happy anymore.
It was too nice of an affirmation to not do.
Yeah, it is. Nice to meet you. How are you? Long time no see.
Yes.
Hello, buddy. Good morning.
Thank you for bringing in so many receipts.
Hey, people are going to have to start singing out over here. Because downstairs, the only one they can hear is Vernon.
Yeah, he's right here by the camera. Yeah, everybody.
Good morning, dear. Good morning. I was all day out yesterday, all over the place. I had a big birthday party that I was at the Green College.
Wow.
I didn't get home until 11 o'clock.
Good for you. Partied all night long.
Okay.
But you had a good time.
Yeah.
That's marvelous.
Dinner,
yeah. Was that that wasn't the thing that the elders
had
to evergreen every once in a while?
This is the dedication at the Longhouse.
Oh, dedication.
Yeah,
okay.
The board
Very nice. I haven't had this nice little time on. Good. I'm so glad. Nice to meet you, Denise. Yeah. Am I warm?
Good morning. How are you today?
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
I want to tell you in person, happy Veterans Day. Thank you.
Yeah. Hello, how are you today?
Yes. It's everybody. I can see them.
Hi, Penny. Oh. What happened to the camera? Yeah, Tom's taking a picture of the ceiling here. Maybe he didn't want to be on the camera. Put that little.
Would you kick that up the ceiling? I put it on the
Good morning, Mr. Decker.
Oh, how are you today?
I have a boring meeting today, so.
Okay.
Yeah,
that works.
So what did you guys do yesterday?
Hi, Penny.
Is she downstairs?
Okay. Let's all go get her.
The dedication of the
where did they put the Long House at?
It's right down on the campus there.
Is it over by the pool?
Stay right here.
It's announcements time. And I have a great and wonderful announcement.
We can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
No.
Well, never mind. We were talking.
Where's your microphone?
But if you're only listening and not talking, you can hear me. Thank you, Audrey. And thank you for joining our Unity Center for Positive Living. We're so happy to have you join us.
Yay! Thank you.
Yes. Lovely. And may you be with us 52 Sundays a year.
Amen. Thank you.
Are there other announcements?
Yeah.
Johnny.
Not this coming Friday, but the Friday after, the 22nd. Penny's sister Patsy has set up a bingo thing down at the New Waltham Golf Course. So they're going to have a taco bar. Dinner's at 6, the taco bar. is a freebie, and then they're going to play bingo. Play like 5 games of bingo. So it's like $2 a card or 3 for $5. So mark your calendars for Friday, November 22nd, 6 o'clock at the golf club.
Is it a fundraiser for Penny?
And the fundraiser's for Penny to help with her medical expenses.
I'll put it on Facebook.
I'm sorry. Okay. I can't hear very well.
It's a fundraiser for Penny.
Yeah, I heard all that. What I didn't hear is where it is.
At the New Waltham Golf Course. There's a restaurant at the New Waltham Golf Course down south of Chehalis, so.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It sounds like a fun time,
yeah.
Also.
It's like 5 miles or so.
Are there any other announcements?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Turkey Day is not next Sunday, but the Sunday after.
Skip the Sunday and then bring food, more food.
There's a sign-up sheet downstairs.
Okay. Our unity statement, please join me in that. We'll say that together. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. Please stand for a song of joy. Is that one the sheet that we got? Okay.
Thank you.
given by Tom.
Thanks once more to Eileen for arranging that wonderful library, available either in the boardroom, outside, downstairs. We have so many great books for you to look through, choose, take home, bring back, share. That's what we do. This is from Attaining Spiritual Mastery by George Leroy Dale. How to meditate and go into silence. Meditation, silence, treatment, and prayer work are all terms used by various truth teachers and students to describe the methods of contact with infinite mind. There is, however, a difference in the various methods of approach to and contact with God. Meditation is the act of using the conscious mind to become aware of the meaning of a truth statement. When a student meditates, he considers what a statement means. For example, if the statement is, "I am a child of God, and God life is flowing through me constantly," the student could review in his mind or her mind what the terms "I am a child of God" and "God life" mean to her or him. And he or she would thereby be meditating on or gaining the meaning of the statement. The meaning would then be a mental picture, which would become part of her or his subconscious mind. By expressing their subconscious mind, the student sets certain laws of expression into action, and a manifestation or outworking takes place through and around them. Slowly or rapidly repeating a statement can be called treatment or prayer work, impressing the subconscious mind with the repeated statement about the prayer after meditation results in subconscious action taking place. It may be likened to the watching of exposed photographic film in a dark container containing chemical solution. When the film is outlined and printed, a clear picture appears. That is what transpires in one's subconscious mind when we try to produce through our own body or affairs a picture or experience of what we desire. Thought controls emotion or feelings. Thought can be used to reduce, change, dissolve, or intensify a feeling. If it were not for God's gift to us, we would never be able to describe an inner feeling by voice or written word. To think with feeling and truly impress the subconsciousness quickly and deeply results in quick manifestation or results. Of course, one who desires to demonstrate should always study truth, particularly the teachings of Jesus, in order to know consciously how to word his righteous desires so that the results will be beneficial to ourselves and others. The silence is a condition in which the conscious thinking and body action or motion are stilled as much as possible to let God take over. This can be practiced at any time, anywhere, either before or after a definite prayer or treatment period. God mind operates in the quietness and stillness and reveals its ideas to its offspring, us, on request. We pray to God. God responds to us in the silence. And then up through the subconscious and conscious planes of mind comes the response. At times, through the operation of divine law, conditions develop or appear around us to prove that God has heard and all is well. Responsibility for the use of thought and feeling is personal to everyone on earth, hence the necessity of the understanding what is meant when one says, I only want for myself what I am willing that all people may have at the same time. And I pray that God will guide me in all my thinking.
Thank you so much, Tom. Next is our meditation song, for which you may remain seated. Speaker for today, our perky Audrey Pitchford, and I'm sure she will have a wonderful lesson for us this Sunday morning. Audrey?
Thank you, Gail. Thank you, everyone, for your patience this morning with the technology. So I asked my veteran friend what the lowest ranking was that someone who is in the service would be given. But he kept giving me a really weird answer. He kept saying, it's private. All right, you know me, I like to start with something funny. In all seriousness, however, I do want to wish everyone a happy Veterans Day today. I know we have at least one veteran in the group. Are there other veterans? Okay, thank you. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you. Yeah. I think part of why that joke is a little funny is because there are times when the civilian population doesn't necessarily understand the experience of veterans. And vice versa, there may be times that veterans don't feel understood or that they can truly share their experiences with the civilian population. And we know our truth is oneness. I learn spiritual lessons all the time from my husband. One of the lessons that I learned that made such a difference to me, I was having kind of a feel sorry for myself moment. I was like this, you don't understand me. And I was upset with my husband because he hadn't had the same experience that I had, and I believed he didn't understand me. And he looked at me and he said, we may not share that same experience, but I am still on your side. I know. Yeah. And so I do encourage all of us to honor veterans this Veterans Day tomorrow. One opportunity at 11 a.m., there's a call for a two-minute moment of silence. I'm setting a reminder on my phone, and hopefully you can set a reminder for yourself to hold that 2 minutes of silence. We know that there are always opportunities to learn from our veterans, whether it's having a conversation, listening to their experience. If anyone ever has the opportunity to go to Unity Village in Missouri, just down the road in Kansas City, there's a fantastic World War I museum that opened within the past few years. That's a really wonderful way to learn about our veterans, especially those from 100 years ago. And I'd like to invite us now to join in a prayer for all of our veterans. So if you will join with me. Beloved God, we are so grateful for those who answered the call to serve. We know that our veterans may be male, female, maybe they volunteered, maybe they were drafted, maybe they were deployed or not, maybe they saw combat or perhaps they didn't. But God, we know and we see truly that this group of people is so blessed. We see that they always feel appreciated, honored, and loved for their service and their sacrifice. We know that their families are honored for their family's service and sacrifice. Most of all, we see that any veterans having an experience of lack, we see that their truth is divine wholeness, divine life, divine abundance, divine well-being in each moment. We bless each of our dear veterans with great gratitude, and we know that they are your beloved children. And together we say, thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Thank you, everyone. I love that Veterans Day falls in the month of November because we focus on gratitude this month. I think sometimes the reason that Thanksgiving and gratitude happen during this time of year, I was thinking about it as I was driving here. The leaves are kind of all falling from the trees. Things look kind of gray. And it's a great time to focus on what we appreciate. I'm going to tell you something that I appreciate. I appreciate cake and frosting. I don't know if anyone can see what that says on there.
Thank you, Unity of Centralia.
It says, thank you, Unity of Centralia. This is my first Sunday speaking as a licensed Unity teacher. I received my licensed Unity teacher certificate. Thank you. I received my licensed Unity teacher certificate back in Unity Village this past Wednesday, and you all have been a part of my journey. So for that, I'm very grateful. This is not just a picture of cake. There's actually a cake downstairs. So I hope everyone enjoys some after the service. And I also brought apples because I recognize that some people are not as frosting focused as I am. So if you want something healthier, you have that option as well. And the affirmation that Unity has for the month of November has to do with gratitude. So it says, I am gratefully and wonderfully blessed. I invite you to affirm that with me. I am gratefully and wonderfully blessed. And it's up at the top of the screen, so one more time with a little feeling.
I am gratefully and wonderfully blessed.
Yes, indeed. So what are you grateful for? So much, says Johnny. I'm grateful for the heat that I just heard click on.
Grateful for the beautiful weather we've had this fall.
Oh, yeah, it has been a beautiful fall. Lots of blue skies, lots of beautiful leaves.
Sunsets.
My husband, yes, mine too.
Being alive,
what a miracle our lives are, yeah.
My health.
Oh, absolutely, yes. Health is the first wealth, yeah.
My pets.
Oh, mine too, yeah. Sometimes he's a little squirrely, that cat at my house. But I'm grateful, though, that he makes me laugh. What else are we grateful for?
That we are divine beings in physical form, not trying to become spiritual. We are spiritual.
Yeah, that we know the truth, yeah. That our humanity is not the only thing we are, that we're divinity as well. Right, Joanne? Thank you. Thank you.
I love on a clear day, and I can see Mount St. Helens.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that amazing? I just heard a song this week about Mount St. Helens that I'd never heard before. That made me super grateful, yeah. Well, I'm also grateful for the technology coming together this morning. I have a little video that we'll see if it's gonna behave itself. And I don't know if we have sound.
Yes, we do.
Looks like it.
You're hooked up.
All right. Well, this is the video that Unity put together for the month of Thanksgiving. I am gratefully and wonderfully blessed when I love. I play.
I'm gonna call that silent.
I spend time with family. I spend time with friends. I enjoy nature. I practice self-care. I explore. I find solitude. I eat well. I unplug. Gratefully, wonderfully, blessed. Expressing gratitude. All right. Thank you, Donnie, for working on the sound for us.
And waking us up.
Now we're all awake. And we all get to see that wonderful video. If you want to see that again, it's at unity.org under the monthly theme for November. I find that it's very easy for me to feel gratitude when I see a video like that. Now, I don't know about you, but there's other times when it's not easy for me to feel gratitude. If I'm having an experience of scarcity or an experience of lack, sometimes gratitude might feel very challenging for me to reach. At the same time, it is so powerful for me to activate my gratitude during those times where I think I'm having an experience of scarcity or I think I'm having an experience of lack. We have some great quotes from some of our wise teachers. I have these on a handout for you that I'll give out shortly. But this first one is from Paul in the first letter of Thessalonians. And he says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. I love that this says, give thanks in all circumstances. Not necessarily giving thanks for all circumstances, but give thanks in all circumstances. This tells me that I can look at something and usually find something to be grateful for. Sometimes it's a challenge. But usually if I dig around in there, I can find something. I also love that this quote says, this is the will of God. Now, sometimes I hear arguments about what the will of God really means. And one thing that I feel so blessed about in Unity is that we don't believe God is this big guy up in the sky saying, well, Gail's going to get this, and Hildy's going to get that, and Phil's going to get this other thing. We don't believe that God's up there flipping a coin, making those decisions about our lives. We know that God is the one power, the one presence in the universe. And that as the one power, as the one presence, as the source of all life and all creation, that God's will for all of us is love, life, abundance. It makes me think about the reading that we had from Tom just a few minutes ago about this idea of if I want something for myself, I'm going to want it just as strongly for everyone else. That's how God wants life, love, and abundance for us, for all of us. And so this reminds me that that gratitude, that practice of being grateful, of giving thanks in all circumstances, that is the way to connect with the will of God. That is the way to connect to that Christ presence that's in all of us. Now, we also get to hear a few gratitude quotes from our co-founders. So Charles Fillmore, one of the co-founders of the Unity movement, was trying to explain to people, how does this gratitude thing work? And he said, there is an inherent law of mind that we increase whatever we praise. The whole creation responds to praise and is glad. And that reminds me of that saying, you get more flies with honey than you do with vinegar. We know that as we appreciate, that that attracts more to us. Our other co-founder, Myrtle Fillmore, has this great quote. And by the way, Myrtle was really big on Thanksgiving being every day. She didn't think it should just be one day a year, and she didn't think it was about eating until we were about to explode. She felt like it was more about the process of sharing thanks. So Myrtle said, heaven and earth listen and respond to the soul that is quickened into praise and thanksgiving. Praise is gratitude in action. I love how smart these two folks were. Science is beginning to catch up with Charles and Myrtle. If you go online and you Google the benefits of gratitude, there are scientific studies that show that gratitude actually makes a positive physiological difference in our lives. Here are seven of the main benefits of gratitude. Gratitude opens the door to more relationships. As we express gratitude, we're more connected with each other. Gratitude improves our physical health. It lowers blood pressure. Who knew? Can't get that in a pill. Gratitude improves our psychological health. We feel better about ourselves. It enhances empathy, it reduces aggression. So again, back to Tom's reading about what we want for ourselves, we want for everyone. We don't have to be in a place of scarcity about, I can only get it if no one else gets it, we can all have it. Gratitude improves sleep. Huh, wow, that's powerful. And self-esteem, and it also increases mental strength. A quality that is sometimes called resilience. So it helps us, getting back to those situations that may be challenging, giving thanks in all circumstances, it helps us move through that situation knowing that that situation is not defining us, that that situation is not a permanent condition. Now recently, I had the opportunity to practice a gratitude challenge. So I started a new job a couple months ago, my day job, and this new job has some, let's call them projects for me to work on. some things that I'm tasked to do that I've never done before. And some relationship building and healing with some people who've had an experience of poor relationships in this workgroup. And I was feeling a little stressed with this job and a little uncertain of my ability to be successful. So I challenged myself. I said, I wonder if I can come up with 100 things that I'm grateful for about this job. 100 things. I got up to 86, which I thought was pretty good. So I have 14 more to go, and I'm still on the lookout for that. But I tell you that that practice of looking for things to be grateful for made a shift happen for me. It helped me feel less stressed about it. It helped me see the bigger picture. Like, you know what? This is going to be okay, and I'm going to be okay regardless of what happens in this job. So now my question for you is, what gratitude practices do you have, especially the things that you may do regularly to express gratitude, or the things that you may do even if you're not feeling it in your heart of trying to generate that gratitude feeling? Any gratitude practices out there? Maybe not doing enough yet. Okay. Any others?
Yeah, I use it as the first go-to when I'm feeling I'm starting to spiral down a little bit.
Okay. Yeah.
Just think of something to be grateful for, and
sure.
It starts back up.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Tom. So if I feel I'm starting to spiral down, use it as a way to get myself jumpstart back up. Okay. Thank you. Any other gratitude practices?
I start to do that, just down. I catch myself and I go, okay, I'm radiant, eternal being. I'm so grateful that that's who I am in my core, not this human that's struggling.
Right, yeah, so remembering the truth of who we are. Right, and giving thanks for that. Thank you, Joanne. Thank you. I mentioned earlier that I have a handout for you, because you know I'm a teacher and so I love handouts. And this handout has a bunch of different ideas about gratitude. Oh, thank you, Joanne. So if you, like me, ever have those times when it might be challenging to feel that gratitude, here's a few ideas. I love looking at other people's ideas, because sometimes I need a good idea. Some of these ideas I felt like were really exciting, like send love to your enemies or people you dislike. Oh, that's a practice right there. Make a gratitude collage out of pictures of all the things that you're grateful for. That sounds like fun. Practice gratitude at the same time every day to make it a habit. Some folks always say a blessing before a meal, or say 5 things you're grateful for as you're crawling into bed and going to sleep. So we have a few ideas here. Hopefully there's something on there that resonates with all of us. And I'm going to pull up one other quote here. This is on your handout on the page with the boxes. And thank you, Joanne, for handing those around. This quote from Melody Beatty, I love this because I think this explains some of the why behind gratitude. She says, gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what we have into enough and more. It turns denial into acceptance, chaos to order, confusion to clarity. It can turn a meal into a feast, a house into a home, a stranger into a friend. And I think that's just beautiful. So my hope for all of us on tomorrow, Veterans Day, and in this month when we're focusing on gratitude, is that we easily recognize all of the blessings that we have in each moment. And one additional benefit of gratitude is if we recognize all the blessings that we have now, we have greater confidence and faith that even greater blessings are on the way, that we know that we're not just provided for up to this point in time and no further, that God continues to bless us each moment and each day of our journey. We're going to have a meditation that focuses on gratitude. So let's say this affirmation together one more time. I am grateful
and wonderfully blessed.
Yes. And I'm going to explain this meditation first so everyone knows what we're doing, and then we'll get into it. This is a meditation that is used by Gary Simmons in his book, The Eye of the Storm. It's also used by the Heart Math people. So if what I'm saying is familiar, if you're familiar with one of those, great. If you're not familiar with those, that's okay too. You'll catch right on. So there's basically three steps to this meditation, and I'm going to explain them now, and then we'll get into it. So the first step is we're going to breathe into the space around our heart. And if it helps you to put your hand on your heart while you're doing that, you're welcome to do that. But I want you to just envision, when we get there, envision breathing into that space around your heart. The second thing we're going to do is the thing that I think it helps to have a little preparation for. We're going to call to mind someone or something that we are grateful for. Now, it can be a person, it can be a pet, it can be a situation, something that you feel grateful for. The guidance that I've read suggests that if you're focusing on a person or a pet, you focus on maybe one specific instance where you felt really grateful, just so your mind can stay focused. And then what we're going to do is we're going to allow that feeling of gratitude to expand. All right, so I'm going to give you a minute while I pull up a chair. Hopefully you can think of the thing that you experience gratitude for. So let's go ahead and settle into this space and time, feeling the chair underneath us support us as we breathe in, breathe out. And as we breathe in and breathe out, let's envision ourselves breathing in and out of our heart space. In and out. And if it helps to put your hand over your heart, you're welcome to do that, is breathe in and out. One more breath in and out. And I invite you to call to mind that person, that pet, that situation, that object for which you feel gratitude. Envision that in your mind as you continue to breathe. I invite you to gently let that feeling of gratitude expand. And we'll take a few moments in the silence. You can always begin again, focusing on the breath, focusing on that thing or person or being for which you are grateful, letting that feeling of gratitude expand. So let's take a few moments now with gratitude in the silence.
And as we continue to breathe and slowly come back to this space by wiggling our fingers and our toes, breathing into that heart space again, we know that we can always return to this practice of gratitude. We can always envision that for which we are grateful and let that feeling of gratitude expand. And we know that we are gratefully and wonderfully blessed. And let us close this affirmation, this meditation time by affirming together. We are gratefully and wonderfully blessed. One more time. We are gratefully and wonderfully blessed. And we know that this is so. There will be two containers coming around. The silver one is for supporting our church, and the copper one is for our outreach programs. Our offering prayer is located inside the program. Let's say it together as we hold our offering in our hands. Divine love, through me, blesses and multiplies all that I give and all that I receive. From our God. Blessing of thanks together found in your program. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us multiplied abundantly, and so it is. The healing prayer, if you would like to focus our collective group healing energy for someone, just call out their name or hold them quietly in your heart. Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for our brothers and sisters and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. Our prayer of protection, you'll find that in a couple places, on the wall or on the back of your program. Let's say that together, please.
The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is. And all is well.
Thank you, Joyce, for the music. Thank you, Tom, for the reading. And I forgot who was downstairs greeting, but...
Penny,
okay. I must have come in ahead of time. And thank you, everyone, for being here, and especially thank you, Audrey, for your lesson for us today on gratitude. That should carry us through the week, I think. Thank you. So let's have our peace song.
can't believe it.